This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're joined now by Sabrina Magdalene of our news desk for our market wrap. So Sabrina, today we are looking at this business story which is being celebrated by many, many rights groups and consumers because Britain has finally abolished a tax on sanitary products.
Like finally, right? So the levy previously saw a 5% cost added on to the price of sanitary towels and tampons because they were classed as luxury items. So thankfully, the UK began 2021 by abolishing the infamous levy, which is also known as a tampon tax. So many activists, they have been pressing the government for a long time, you know, describing the additional charges as sexist. So British Chancellor Rishi Sunak also said sanitary products are essential and should not be taxed. So the UK will now join the list of countries which have already eliminated this tax, which also includes India, Australia and also Canada. In fact, a lot of rights groups are also pushing for similar moves in other countries under the hashtag End Period Poverty Movement.
So I understand that the UK government is hailing the move as a personal victory of sorts, and mainly it's been described as a positive outcome from the Brexit deal.
Well, the rule was applied under EU member state law, but since Britain has left the bloc, it doesn't actually apply now. So the BBC reports that the EU itself is in the process of removing the tax on products related to menstruation. 2 years ago, the bloc published proposals to change the rules, but they were not accepted by all members. So according to Laura Coryton, who started the Stop Taxing Periods campaign in 2014 in the UK, this is a day of celebration. But she says it's frustrating, you know, that the issue is being used for political mileage. She adds that the government is trying to make this campaign into a pro-Brexit thing. You know, she pointed out that such statements don't reflect the fact that many different people have been campaigning it for a long time, regardless of Brexit. Mm. You know, for example, Scotland, which is part of the UK, made history in November last year by becoming the first country in the world to make period products free of cost to those who need them.
Yeah, I suppose it comes as no surprise, really, that that politicians would see this as an opportunity. But all right, bringing it back home to Bursa Malaysia, there's more announcements from Top Glove Corp today. This time around, it's positive news for investors, Sabrina?
Yes, so Top Glove has announced a special dividend of 20%. And this is on top of its existing dividend policy of a 50% payout ratio on PATAMI for the second quarter to fourth quarter of FY21. So the glove maker says this is in recognition of good profits and cash flow while rewarding its shareholders. At the close today, the counter was down 10% at RM5.50.
Sabrina, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.